This Al Jolson podcast is brought to you by the International Al Jolson Society, www.jolson.org. From the December 9th, 1948 broadcast of the Kraft Music Hall, here are Al Jolson and Dennis Day with a great comedy segment and one of Dennis Day's specialty numbers.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers come along.
Hello, folks. This is Kraft Music Hall starring Asa Dennis Day McNulty.
Say, Dennis, what's the idea of imitating me?
Imitating you? Who are you?
Who am I? I'm Al Jolson.
Well, gee, you can't be Al Jolson.
Why?
You're much younger looking than Mr. Benny.
You know, that's the nicest thing that's been said about me since I've been on this program.
Oh, I like to make people happy, even if I have to lie.
Dennis, that wasn't a bad imitation you did of me. How did you learn it?
Well, Mr. Benny insisted that I learn to imitate all the celebrities. It saves money on guest stars.
Now, wait a minute, Dennis. Don't tell me that all the guests you've had on the Jack Benny program were your imitations.
Benita, darling, will you bring me a crumpet, please? Bring me a hard one. I want to throw it at Jack Benny.
Dennis, how would you like to come and work for me, huh?
I'm sorry, Mr. Jolson, but that would give me three shows. All those previews and rehearsals. Gee, I have to have at least one night a week off.
Oh, you got a girl, huh?
No, I'm finishing a sweater. You see, Mr. Benny doesn't allow his employees to go around with women because right away they start buying presents for them and spending money, and then they want raises.
But, Dennis, what do you do for women?
Practically anything.
Well, I just can't believe that Jack Benny won't allow you to go out with a girl.
Well, if you promise not to tell Mr. Benny, I did take a girl bowling once.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't my fault. She lied to me.
She lied to you? What do you mean?
Well, she said she was a boy.
Well, why didn't you speak up? You must have noticed there was something different.
Yeah, but I didn't want to embarrass him.
This boy is almost as sweet as I was when I was a boy, according to the movie of my life.
Mr. Jolson, if I did come on your show, what would you do with Mr. Levant?
Well, there wouldn't be any conflict there, son. Oscar is in a different field of music. You see, he's a great pianist.
A pianist? What does he play?
The piano, of course. Can you play piano?
No, but I'm sure I could learn. I'm a genius.
Uh-oh, another genius.
Did you mention my name?
I just said genius.
Same thing.
Gee, Oscar Levant. When I hear that name, I think of Shostakovich, Debussy, Tchaikovsky, Kachaturian.
When I hear that name, I just think of an unpressed suit.
Say, Mr. Levant, you know who I am, don't you?
Sure, I hear you on the Bob Hope Show. You're Doris Day.
Oh, no, she's built differently.
Oscar, will you sit down, Mr. Day and I are going to talk business. Now, Dennis, let's you and I get our heads together.
Well, there's two heads that are no better than one.
Dennis, look, why don't you come to work for me? I know you're doing well for a young fella, but it's really remarkable. You know, when I was your age, son, I had nothing. I remember I used to stand on the street corner singing with holes in my pants.
You've got them sewed up now?
Please, Dennis, I'm going to ask you once more. Are you coming to work on my program?
Well, Mr. Jolson, it wouldn't be right. I can't leave Mr. Benny. He needs me. He's so helpless. Why, just last night, the volume control on his electric blanket got stuck.
He didn't get burned, did he?
Well, we had to scrape him a little.
Well, look, Dennis, do you want to work for me or not?
Well, after discussing this whole thing, Mr. Jolson, I don't think I'd better come with you. People would tune in, and they'd be awfully startled to hear...
And now, yours truly, Patrick Dennis McNulty, will bring you a breath of Blarney from the old sod with Clancy Lord the Boom.
Faith and begotta, I think the lad is right. Lower the boom, Dennis McDay.
And the sign would click to you, Ace of me kinder.
Now, Clancy was a peaceful man, if you know what I mean. The cops picked up the pieces after Clancy left the scene. He never looked for trouble, that's a fact you can assume. But nevertheless, when trouble would press, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom, 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 boom. O'Leary was a fighting man, they all knew he was tough. He strutted round the neighborhood, a-shooting off his guff. He picked a fight with Clancy, then and there he sealed his doom. Before you could shout, O'Leary, look out! Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom, 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 boom. Now Clancy left the barber shop with tonic on his hair. He walked into the pool room and he met O'Reilly there. O'Reilly said,
for goodness sakes, now do I smell perfume?
Before you could stack your cue in the rack, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom, 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 boom. O'Houlihan delivered ice to Mrs. Clancy's flat. He'd always linger for a while to talk of this and that. One day he kissed her just as Clancy walked into the room. Before he could say the time of the day, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom, 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 boom. The neighbors all turned out for Kate O'Grady's wedding night.
McDougal said, let's have some fun, I think I'll start a fight.
He wrecked the hall, then kissed the bride and pulverized the groom. Then quick as a wink, before you could think, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom.
Sure's the grandest sight you ever did see when Ace McJolson lowered the boom.
This entire radio program is available on the website of the International Al Jolson Society, www.jolson.org. That's JOLSON.ORG. Along with many other radio shows, Jolson recordings, video clips, and information about the world's greatest entertainer. Be sure to visit the site and listen for the next podcast. As Al Jolson said, in the words he made famous,
you ain't heard nothing yet.